Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You know, we don't have time to listen to Dire Straits. We need to talk to Austin. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Not that I don't like you, Austin, but I do love Dire Straits, but I want to get to you in a fishing report. Joining us, as he does quite often, one of our favorite contributors, guide Austin Parr. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
You know, a couple things, and we're going to do a lot of this over the next hour over different segments, but a lot of people are getting out fishing this weekend and next week. As you know, the whole industry has been going crazy with people getting out. And I think a lot of people are heading out maybe for the first time. And I think a lot of them are heading up in the mountains for the long weekends and vacations that are coming up right now. So I wanted to kind of talk to you about maybe some fishing opportunities. What are you seeing out there? And maybe a less experienced angler or somebody who's just heading out. Where are some of the places? Let's start with the mountains. Where might you head?
Absolutely. So there's lots of good options up there, and the runoff is starting to come down right now as well, which we'll get to. But coming up, especially as we're dealing with some holiday weekends here, I prefer to get a little bit further away from home. And one of my favorite destinations this time of year is State Forest State Park. So up east of Walden and west of Fort Collins, it boasts some great fishing up there and some easier to access reservoirs, as well as higher elevation lakes that you can hike to. And that particular area up there can provide fantastic trout fishing for anyone looking to do anything from conventional fishing with bait all the way through small stream dry fly fishing.
Well, you're absolutely right. One of my favorites up there is North Michigan Reservoir. In fact, if people go to my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom, I've done both a shore fishing episode up there, and then I fished the river coming into it, the North Michigan River, with a fly rod. But places like North Michigan Reservoir, the shore fishing, not only for stock trout, but for holdover large trout, can be phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's beautiful rainbows up in there, and then there's fantastic populations of cutthroats as you move up into the higher elevation lakes. And then the other thing that whole area boasts is slipping down toward the Walden area, getting into your small meadow type fly fishing situations, as well as trophy trout fishing at places like Delaney Buttes.
Yeah, it really does offer a lot of variety. And I heard in the North Park area, a couple of the Delaneys are producing quite a bit of bite action, and a couple others are slower, but with just huge monster fish. I mean, 5, 6, 7, 8 pound, both rainbows and browns. So it's fantastic. It just, there's so many opportunities. Before we spend a little more time on the rivers, if you're a fairly inexperienced angler and you're approaching some of these mountain lakes, what kind of gear do you need and what would you use for your presentation?
So to start with, a lot of people right now are getting out for the first time maybe in a few years or the first time ever. And I want to make sure that everyone's thinking about the line that they have on their rod. So making sure that you are changing out your line, getting some fresh line, and switching that out is definitely going to help to increase the enjoyability of your experience, certainly. Now, there's a couple of different rigs that you can fish with. So you can start by just throwing some simple lures. So things like Castmasters, spinners like a Blue Fox Vibrax I like a lot, or a Tasmanian Devil Spoon, all can be casted and retrieved back with a large degree of success. Additionally, you can fish a bait rig as well. So you can do something like a simple Carolina rig, meaning that you have a sliding slip sinker that is then meeting a swivel. A section of leader is then tied onto the back of that swivel, and then you put a hook on the end, and you can bait that hook with anything from some floating power bait or some salmon eggs or even a night crawler. And then you can fish that also in conjunction with lure rods, as long as you make sure you have a second rod stamp on your license.
No, those are all great ways. And, you know, sometimes just a simple spinner or spoon and walking along the shore of these places can be so effective, and you'll catch trout and have fun. But I tell you what, if you just want to, you know, get your family together and put some line in the water, the power bait thing will catch fish almost anywhere where they stock trout. And you can just have a good time, be picnicking, watching your rod. You can make the experience whatever you want it to be. Now, we have about 3-4 minutes left. We've talked over the last few weeks about what's going on in the rivers, the runoff had been significantly high and the fly fishing had been difficult in some areas. I'm really hearing that the river fishing, whether conventional or fly, that the rivers are really settling down and fishing well. Is that what you're hearing?
Absolutely. So I was looking on a few different bodies of water on the Colorado Division of Water Resources this morning and still noticing that there was some runoff coming down slightly, but it certainly is settling down by a huge degree. Now, something to also consider, a lot of people are thinking about hitting Deckers right now, and Deckers is still flowing quite low at the moment. We're only dealing with 75 CFS at Deckers, so maybe slipping into some more of your freestone rivers that have not been seeing a lot of pressure as of late can be really productive. So places like the Colorado River or the Eagle can be really effective. Slipping down to the Roaring Fork Valley also is very worthwhile. And something to consider as well during runoff right now, trying to hit it a little bit earlier in the morning a lot of times will give you more clear conditions. You still have some smaller streams that as the day progresses will have some snow melt and come down and dirty your water a bit. So moving up onto your river on the drainage as well as hitting it early is going to be a good deal. But then we're also seeing fantastic bug life in these freestone rivers right now, and PMBs are beginning to come off, but lots of caddis activity at the moment. And then I love stoneflies on nymph rigs this time of year as well, particularly if there's a bit of off-color water still.
Well, in the stonefly, if you're off-colored, it's a bigger presentation, and you can do a dropper behind it if you want. It's easier for the fish to find and easier for old guys like me to see. Another thing that will come into its own here real soon is going to be the hopper droppers. I think we're having a great year for grasshoppers, and that's always a great one for fly fishermen, especially if you're, you know, can't make that delicate cast quite so well. It can be productive.
Especially on smaller streams as well, putting the mid to small size hopper and then a nice beadhead nymph like a copper john or a pheasant tail down below is one of my absolute favorite and most deadly combinations as we move all the way through the summer, all the way until fall.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Couple minutes, minute and a half left. So let's head out east. What are you hearing? Anything in particular that it's just hot, that the people are headed to the east, they should try fishing?
So Sterling has been losing water really fast right now. So we're seeing about a foot of water drop a day from what I've been hearing, and fishing has been a bit more slow out there. The trolling bite at Jumbo is starting to pick up pretty well. Bar Lake has a bit of an algae bloom at the moment, but still some good fishing is being had out there. Have not heard much on the Jackson Lake area, but still hearing that John Martin is producing, although the heat down there certainly is a bit more oppressive than other places in the state. But John Martin is a place that could be quite effective at the moment, and still seeing lots of white bass and sawguys down there. Not quite like we were earlier in the season, but action has still been pretty hot.
Austin, we've got to run. If somebody's interested in your guide service, you do guide trips right in the metro area and other places too, and you always have lots of information. How do they find you?
You can find me at Discount Fishing Tackle. I'm at 2645 South Santa Fe Drive.
All right, my friend, thank you for that great update. I hope we can help some people have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you,
Terry. Austin Parr, always a great resource. We're going to take a quick timeout. And then one of our favorite contributors, I think that he may be our longest continuous contributor to the show. I'll ask him about that when we get back on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.